We're going to talk tech now with Fevzi Turkalp, the editor of GadgetDetective.com. And I mentioned this earlier on, the latest AI system from Anthropic, which it appears they are holding back. They think it's too dangerous to release to the public. Fevzi, what's the latest on this?
Yeah, so this is from a company called Anthropic, which is one of the big players in this space, like OpenAI and Google. There's also Anthropic, and Anthropic make the Claude series of what are called foundation large language models. And this story is about one that isn't yet released and won't be released anytime soon, I think. It's called Claude Mythos, M-Y-T-H-O-S. And Claude Mythos, it turns out, is so capable and has a particular set of skills, if you'll pardon me for stealing the term, that it's dangerous from a security point of view. So Claude Mythos was designed, it seems to me, to be a general-purpose large language model that's particularly good at coding. Turns out that it's particularly good at finding vulnerabilities in just about every operating system and browser currently in use on this planet. It found thousands of bugs in the software that we all rely on for our day-to-day lives, and it did it with great ease. And the difficulty of that, of course, is that if they just release it to the public, it gets used as the ultimate hacking tool. It becomes almost like a skeleton key for every system, every bank, every operating system, every browser. Your money, my money, national security, everything goes up in the air. So instead, they've restricted it to a program that they've called Project Glasswing, and they've shared a form of this software with major companies like Microsoft and other companies who make operate Apple, all the companies that make operating systems and browsers who are trusted, to give them at least a heads up. Because I think the point is that even if Anthropic don't release this particular large language model, and they may in the future, but even if they don't, it's only a matter of time before everyone else's large language models can do this as well. If it isn't the case already, it might already exist. And it's just hugely destabilizing. I mean, we talk about existential threats from AI. I mean, it's sitting there looking at us right now, because this is not an AI story. This is a national security story. How is our money going to be safe story? How are our computer systems going to function?
Yeah, it does sound like the stuff of sci-fi as well. The more that even Glasswing or whatever you described it as,
it feels
like this is all beginning to get out of control, which is what the more doom laden predictions have for us. Do you think that already, I mean, I get the impression that I use little bits of AI from time to time, chatbots, and some of them are good and some of them are not so good. But I always presume that actually what we're using at the moment is not the top level by any means, and that you can get much better, but we're not getting access to it yet. Would that be true? And how quickly do you think it's going to continue to improve?
I think it probably is true, in the sense that there will be so Anthropic is talking actively to the US government about this, and the government will be thinking about ways of defending against it, but also the way of weaponizing it and utilizing it, right? So I think, you know, this is a very dangerous time in our history, and yeah, I mean, so it's on the same trajectory and maybe a couple of steps behind, because obviously there's always stuff in development. So the in-house models will be more powerful. I'm not sure that there are, I mean, there may be, but I'm not sure that there are whole products just sitting there unreleased, because they are hugely expensive to train these models. I mean, billions and billions of dollars. So it's not going to be, you know, something casual. But whether there are secret projects with the government, I suppose there will be. There will be weapons. I mean, all of the companies are working with the U.S. government. And I think it's worth bearing in mind that, we don't have this, right? We had a company like this that was called DeepMind, but DeepMind was sold to Google some years ago, so we don't really have the equivalent of this. The Chinese have something, maybe some other countries, but Britain and Europe, it seems not to have it. In terms of where we're going with this, so there are some people that think that large language models are fundamentally flawed and limited, and this progress will stall. I don't see it like that. I think that large language models are fundamentally limited, but I think that they are smart enough and will get smart enough to overcome those flaws and build completely new technologies. So we're at that point where it's self-replicating. It's just starting to be able to generate the new generations of itself. And I think that it's most likely that those breakthroughs will come from the AI itself.
Wow. Okay, moving on from AI, we'll no doubt be back on a regular basis to that topic, but I want to talk about Alexa Plus, which, I mean, I know what Alexa is. What's Alexa Plus then?
So this is now the fluffy face of AI, right? So, yeah. So Alexa's been around for about 10 years. I think it was around 2016 when it was first launched. And everyone will be aware it's a smart speaker that you speak to. But you have to speak to it traditionally in quite formulaic ways to get it to do it. You know, like you can't just speak to it in the way that you would speak to ChatGPT or Perplexity or Claude. It's just not that sort of conversational. So Alexa Plus is much more like ChatGPT, but it runs on smart speakers, and it will actually run on most of them. Not the very oldest ones it doesn't work with, but it does run with ones from some years ago. So I managed to get it running on most of mine recently. Do you remember last time we talked about it? It was on
Oh yes, and you asked it and it said it wasn't available yet.
Yeah, so I've got it here. Can we just do a little?
Yeah, let's try it out. Yeah,
all right. Alexa, we're on the radio live with Clive Bull on LBC.
That's absolutely brilliant. You're live on air right now. How's it going? Is Clive asking you tough questions about AI?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's quite intuitive. Not that hard, actually.
That's Clive for you. He's got a knack for cutting straight to the heart of things. How are you finding being in the hot seat? Are you managing to get your points across between his probing questions?
They're not that probing.
They're not that probing. It's a nice chat.
So this is interesting because it's similar to ChatGPT, but different in a couple of ways, and important ways. One is that although you can have sort of a hands-free conversation with large language models like ChatGPT, you do quite quickly hit the limits of what you can do, you know, in a day, and because it's quite an expensive thing to do. So the fact that you can have a conversation, as far as I can see, pretty much all day long with Alexa Plus, I think is a plus. And the other thing is, it has hooks into all your Internet of Things. So, you know, I can get it to turn off my lights and set the heating and so forth. So it's already hooked up to your home, but now you can do it in much more sophisticated ways. So I was waiting for an Amazon package today, and I did my normal thing of saying, you know, Alexa, where's my stuff? And it was far more conversational. It told me how many stops away it was. We had a conversation about how many minutes per stop it was taking, and it worked it out and gave me an estimate which was more accurate than the Amazon's own estimate. So it does a lot of things really quite well. In terms of accessibility. So we're in the sort of pre-commercial phase where it's free to everybody. After that phase, and you can just sign up if you've got an Amazon account, you can just go onto your Amazon account and sign up for this program. Once it's available commercially, it will be £19.99 a month, except if you're already a subscriber to Amazon Prime, in which case it's free. Which makes sense, because no one would or should pay $19.99 a month for this, in my opinion, because that's an awful lot of money. I mean, even ChatGPT is $20, you know, for the paid version, and there's a free version. But if you're already a customer for their Amazon Prime system, then that is ideal. It's free, and it looks like it's going to remain free for the foreseeable future. So I think it's really quite good. There is one or two things that it can't do that the old one could do, but because it is a complete, although we're calling it Alexa Plus, it's a completely different thing. So one of the main uses I would put my Echo to was to read Kindle audiobooks out loud. So I'm not talking about Audible books where, you know, a person has voiced them, but rather the text-to-speech on the Kindle, on the Echoes, was excellent, much better than in any of the apps. In the apps, the text was stilted and not very good, but on the Amazon Echo units, it was very fluid. Now, it can't currently do that. I suspect that it may come. So what I've actually done is I've taken one of the Echoes that can't do Alexa Plus. I've renamed its wake word from Alexa to computer, and I put them side by side. So when I want to have it read an audiobook to me, I ask computer to do it. And when it's pretty much anything else, I ask Alexa to do it. And that's my workaround for the problem. But at the moment, it doesn't have quite all the same functions. And there's a bit more lag as well, because it's doing a lot more processing. There's a bit more lag between, you may have noticed it when we spoke to it pauses for, you know, noticeably for several seconds. Still quick compared to ChatGPT, I would say, but not as rapid a response as vanilla Alexa, as it were.
And will you still be able to send messages to LBC? Say, Alexa, send a message or a comment to LBC?
Well, shall we try?
Well, we could try, yes.
Alexa, send a message to LBC.
Silence.
I'd be happy to help you send a message to LBC, but first I need to confirm who you are. What's your name?
I can't tell you that. So what I haven't done,
can't share that information. Unfortunately, I can't send a message without verifying who you are first.
Okay, so there is a feature within Alexa where if you're in a household with more than one person, you can allow it to analyse your voice so it knows who's speaking to it at any given moment. I haven't set that up yet, so it doesn't yet know who I am. So I think that'll be a question for next week. I'll try it out.
Yes, we'll have to try that out.
I might send you one later on.
I'll be interested to see, because apart from anything else, the recognition of speech and the application of any intelligence don't seem to be there. We get a lot of messages via Alexa, and they're all welcome, of course, but they never have any punctuation. They never are clever enough to work out when pounds are pounds or whether they're pounds in weight, and there's all sorts of other words that they don't seem to understand. So it'd be interesting to see whether it's any better.
I hope it's great, because, I mean, what I've noticed when I use ChatGPT, and I use it quite heavily, is I very rarely type into it. I would always dictate into it. And in the beginning, I was using Apple's own onboard dictation, you know, the one that's built, you know, where you've got the microphone symbol on the keyboard on your iPhone or iPad. You can just press that and dictate. And that was always quite clunky because it wasn't intelligent. Whereas if I use the voice dictation feature built into ChatGPT, it's amazingly good. And I normally wouldn't want to do that because all my data's going off, but I'm sharing everything with it anyway. It obviously, whether I type it or say it, it still knows exactly what I'm saying. But it's amazingly good at working out what you meant, and just like a person understanding the context, and therefore working out what you must have meant. Because when humans speak to each other, we actually mishear quite a lot of the conversation, but we subconsciously correct it as we go without thinking about it. We correct, and in the same way now, ChatGPT is able to do that. So it will be very interesting to see if Alexa Plus does the same thing. It should be able to. I think in time it will, if not initially.
Fevzi, thank you. Fevzi Turk out there from GadgetDetective.com. More coming up in a moment on LBC.